Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
and suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we should be asleep in bed and not showing up for work today because it's like, you know, who's doing anything but just kind of kicking back between Christmas and New Year's? Does anybody do any work? Are we the only ones? Of course, Daniel over there, GCNR syndicator.
Yeah, we can't.
Daniel showed up.
He's here too.
He got to give him his props for showing up in between Christmas and New Year's. Welcome, the Robert Scott Bell Show, live happening for the next couple of hours on the United States and world of health talk radio. We're glad you're with us. And the number, I don't know, is it active today? Do we bother taking calls? I got so many questions of the day to answer. I don't even know if we could fit calls in if we wanted to.
It is active. So if you want to call, you can give us a call at 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL.
Yeah, any Christmas miracle healing stories we can get to? Of course, you know, one of the things over the holidays that was a really heartfelt, unexpected experience was the loss of our friend, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. And, my goodness, Super Don, you were inspired. You put together a video based on our, it was an impromptu dedication of the show. Was it last Thursday or Friday? I don't even remember. It was before we took the break.
Yeah. Some of the listeners had heard what, you know, we did in honor of him on the show, and you and I talked about it, and you said, hey, you know, why don't we make it a YouTube? And I was like, okay, sure, no problem. So as I was putting this video together and kind of just putting the normal kind of YouTube that we put together, something kind of just, you know, prompted me to maybe put a little more effort into it, and so I started to. And then I started looking at all the websites and the pictures and all the stuff online and stuff. And as I got more involved in putting the video together, it was kind of like, the only thing I could relate it to is kind of like, you know, if you ever had a book that you start reading and you can't put it down. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. You're still reading because you want to see, you know, what's coming up next in the book. That's
right.
What ended up happening to me. And I ended up spending a good solid day and a half putting this thing together because I had not had a chance to get to know him other than when we met him at Autism One.
Right.
And all I did was really kind of just sit next to him and kind of chat briefly. But it really struck me, how different this person was. And I learned a lot about him over that day and a half putting that together. And, I guess a few other people liked it too.
Yeah, well, we heard from the family, a number of the family members. And they were very appreciative of the efforts you put into that as well, and then the words we were able to relate about their father, their uncle, their relationship within the family. But we did hear from a couple of his kids that were very grateful and are spread it out. And then the health ranger, our friend Mike Adams, of course, blasted it out, one of the national news email blasts. And we've got a lot of feedback, most of it very heartfelt gratitude, but there have been the haters coming out, which is kind of, you know, weird. You think a guy like this, a doctor and a lawyer who's touched the lives of so many for so many years in Chicagoland area and beyond and done good work and delivered so many babies, kept the kids healthy and their parents as well, but there were a few haters that have come out as well. What is that all about?
I had to make a judgment call over the weekend because, you know, normally I encourage debate on, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, whatever topic.
Yeah.
Getting both sides of the issue and stuff is important. You know, we don't want to censor people and stuff. But I guess I was a bit naive in what the reaction would be here at 100%. And apparently there was some, I mean, there was some nasty stuff that people were posting on the YouTube video. And so I ended up banning a few people from the channel. And the way I justified that is that, listen, we can have a debate about vaccines, whether they're okay, whether they're good or whatever like that. But we don't do that, you know, on something where we're paying tribute to somebody who's died, who's
Let's be very direct and clear on this, Super Don. These people that were leaving comments, they were not debating. I mean, they were literally delivering messages of hate, good riddance, hate. Glad he's gone. Yeah. He killed thousands of people. I mean, this is the obscene, let's say, perspective on the world that these people who worship the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, particularly the vaccine division or denomination of that church, and anybody who questions it can't be, you know, you can't debate them. You have to deride them. You have to attack them, even in death. As these people take great joy in death. It's just a bizarre, bizarre thing.
Yeah.
And it was just more highlighting and spotlighting those people that unquestionably follow this, you know, this church, this blindness that they have towards scientism, if you will. It just came out very clearly in those comments. And, of course, they weren't the majority, but they were a very vocal minority, those few that tried to, you know, just jump on this as an opportunistic time to attack someone who questioned vaccination and who counseled patients to look at the immune system in a more mature fashion. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. So thank you for that work.
Yeah. Aside from that, it was very well received. And you know, thank you. You know, it was my pleasure. I actually got a lot out of putting it together because I feel like I now know the man more than I did, and what an awesome guy he was.
Yeah, totally. And like I said, when we were together at the Autism One conference, you know, you saw the way people would interact with Mayor Eisenstein. A great joy that when he walked down, people were so happy to see him. They'd hug him. He'd hug them. And he just had, you know, had an enthusiasm.
He was infectious when he was around you. That you couldn't help it but feel good and smile.
Yeah, an infectious enthusiasm. That is true. Now, we have a story here from the L.A. Times. First, we've also got the whooping cough thing. And I want to talk about the vaccines as well, again, as usual. We can't get away from them because they seem to overwhelm with their need to just shut people down, you know, who question vaccines. It's as if, you know, there's been nothing before vaccines, right? Life started when vaccines were invented, and anything before it can be ignored. Of course, anything surrounding it can be ignored, like improvements in sanitation and hygiene and nutrition, sewage issue, you know, these kind of, no, don't pay any attention to that. That's not right. So in this case, we've got the L.A. Times. The L.A. Times arguing that the anti-vaccine movement is losing steam. Losing steam. Did you know that, Super Don?
I think the vaccine movement has lost its mind.
Yeah, the pro-vaccine movement. And, you know, the thing is everybody who questions vaccines anti-vaccine? No. In fact, probably at least half of them, I'm thinking, are not anti-vaccine. They just question the safety issue. And, you know, are looking to say, hey, can we make them safer, right? Because they're under their perceived belief systems that are very, very powerful, really almost injected into the fabric of our DNA in the 20th century, that the antibody is the holy grail of the immune system, that if we could just get the antibody going and really identify the bad guys, then all disease would be wiped out. That's the immature perspective or belief that really – what do you say, energizes, funnels, or fuels the vaccine movement. Yet there are so many cases and examples within the scientific literature realm and the physician knowledge base that belies that concept that the antibody is all you need. And in fact, to destroy the immune system with toxic poisons, all because you hope that one day, or hopefully immediately, or within 3 shots or 10 shots, how many is it going to take, will elicit this artificial antibody response, what are you willing to do? This is like a scorched earth policy, right? Those cancer doctors that say, well, the cancer patient is dead, but look, the tumor shrunk, right? Like, that's a great success. The person is ill with 10 different chronic diseases, neurological degradation diseases, Guillain-Barré paralysis, borderline death. Yet, oh my gosh, look, there's evidence that an antibody was created, right? These men, arrogant men primarily, but not exclusively, Julie Gerberding, I'm not sure what she is, but the desire for this antibody, it's like, I'd say it's like tilting at windmills. Don Quixote scenario, but I don't want to give them the innocence that Don Quixote had. You know, these are really, in my mind, evil people. Even if you would argue, well, they're well-meaning, right? But the road to hell is paved with what? Good intentions and syringes filled with mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal tissue, DNA from animals and humans. This is just not something that I find to be defensible, because your desire is to create an antibody, right? Willing to kill people to do that.
And that all makes sense. But, you know, if you look at this article, it's funny. They're saying that the vaccination rates, there's been a small uptick in the number of children who are starting school with their full vaccinations.
Right.
And if you look at the uptick they're talking about, it went from 90.2% rate. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
To 90.4%.
Dun, dun, dun. 0.2%.
Here's the thing. I mean, there were some laws that were passed, and we talked about this, where the parents are being forced to have to sit down and go through additional classes.
Counseling, right.
So they put the pressure, they squeezed the parents a little bit harder, and they got 0.2% more. And so now they're taking that, and they're going, look, see, we're making it. No. You know what? If you put a gun to somebody's head and they go, okay, does that mean that you are succeeding? I suppose it may be pressuring people.
It's a good point. You know, you're taking out of this LA Times article how they're extrapolating ridiculous numbers. Now, the number of personal belief exemptions had been rising steadily until 2014, when it fell significantly from 2.5% of parents to 3.2%. Parents. Now, again, similar scenario here. Because they're forcing you to go to doctor, there are a lot of people that are on the fence, or really just, you might call them lazy, because they just don't want to bother or don't think about it, right? Those are the people that would be ensnared and now would say, okay, go ahead and vaccinate my child, because they're not doing this via conviction. They're not doing it via their principles or belief system as much as they are, whatever. But you're right. This L.A. Times article is hilarious, if it weren't so disastrous in its conclusion.
0.2%.
Right. Yeah. No. The anti-vaccine movement is only growing, if there is actually a movement. I think it's a defense of innocent children and innocent immune systems movement. That's my perspective. What's yours? Call me now, 866-939-2355. We may squeeze you in. We do have loads of questions of the day from you, the listener, at robertscatbell.com. Check it out.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Holiday edition live, Robert Scott Bell, and we're going to be live planning anyway for Advanced Medicine on Monday. And somebody, what is it, a Truth Telling Tuesday? Somebody recommended
Truthful
we should
Tuesday.
Have Truthful Tuesday,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. We need. Do we have a day? You know, a day where we get to lie on the air because we never do that. We never get to do that.
I
don't think so.
Yeah.
So
no,
truthful.
No, I don't think we do. Do we need one?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, maybe April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day, we get to do fun stuff sometimes though. That is true.
There you go. We expose the lies. We don't create them.
Exactly. Well, we got questions of the day, and there are so many. I'm just hard-pressed to get to all of them. So we're gonna try to do that right now as we work through the, what is it called? Excuse me something or other? Yeah.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Questions of the day! And we got so many, I'm going to get right to them. This one comes from, who is it from? Darm C, right? Remember Darm?
Darm C.
Yeah, he was the Indian, I think, here in America or Canada. I can't remember. America, technically, by the way, is Canada, too. Did you know that? Because it's North America, Mexico. You're Americans because you're North Americans, right? I know it's confusing. But we're not into a North American union here. We like independent and sovereign nations. We don't want to invade you, at least here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So here we go. Hi, Robert. Happy holidays to you and Super Don and your families. Do a little better now and want to keep myself on track, he's saying. Because, you know, we've heard from Darn before. He's doing a lot of health stuff that we recommended. Thanks to you and Super Don for your support. Excuse me, I would like to ask a few questions. I like the way it runs before you answer questions. So that's why we did that for Darm, because we're not going to do it for anybody else today but Darm, because we played it.
Just Darm.
Yeah, here's some questions for you. What does it mean when someone shows up low in vitamin D? He says, this one's not for me. Many of my relatives in India are low in vitamin D in spite of the fact that they get exposed to sun on a regular basis. I know that there are some other missing connections, B vitamins and other things. It will be nice to hear your perspective. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say besides if you're low in vitamin D, you're low in vitamin D. What does it mean? Are you washing off the benefits of vitamin D very rapidly, right, if you're getting it from the sun exposure? Or is the sun exposure only happening, for instance, on your face and your hands, right? This can be an issue of, there can be issues of modesty in certain cultures, and I'm not, you see, this is the thing, some little old lady's going to say, Robert, aren't you in that you all should be naked everywhere you go? That's not what I'm saying. In the privacy of your whatever, but it, allow that more sun can connect with your skin, more surface area, and that's what produces that vitamin D naturally. And it can be as simple as, oh, well, I'm just, my face and hands are exposed, but nothing else. It's just not enough. And so the other thing from a dietary perspective is eating foods that are rich in this naturally occurring vitamin D, because so much of the vitamin D sold in health food stores is a synthetic vitamin, and it can be toxic. Now, I bring up Dr. Mayer Eisenstein. He was a big advocate for vitamin D supplementation. Right? Ridiculously large. And I say this personally because I'm not a vitamin D expert. I don't resort to it in that way. I just say go for dietary sources or expose yourself to the sun. But just because I don't use it, if Mayer Eisenstein had tremendous success in helping his great stories with vitamin D, what am I going to do? Argue against that? No, that's not what I do. We all have different gifts, different proclivities, different inclinations, and we do what we know works. Right? So if I say something works, it has worked for me. It has worked for many people I have helped. Is there going to be someone who calls up and said, I tried, it didn't work? Of course, because we're all ultimately individuals, and I'm trying to give a broad-based perspective on what we all could or should be doing, like eating cleaner foods, right? Avoiding GMOs, things like that. Vitamin D supplementation, you know, cod liver oils that are clean, things like that contain it. Grass-fed things, that's naturally occurring vitamin D. The sun is being, you know, converted in the plant itself. So there are ways to go there. So there you go. A little vitamin D, not a lot, just a little. But sun exposure, and don't wash it off. The moment you go get in the sun, don't use soap and water to wash it off. Just rinse with water eventually. Do the critical parts with soap if you want, okay? That would be good. All right, can you suggest some homeopathic combination formulas which can help people cleanse the liver? Slow and steady. Since I've tried homeopathy in the past, it has worked well in cleansing liver. Please mention the potencies as well. Well, I've mentioned the three my three most favorite homeopathic remedies, Bryonia, Nux Vomica, and Chelidonium. Those are the three biggies. Now, there are other supporting ones that will help the kidneys, the colon, the spleen, all of those things. Taraxacum is the dandelion. Berberis is another great one. And if you're into homeopathy, I tend to work with lower attenuation slowly over time, 10x, 12x, 15x. That doesn't mean higher potencies won't work, but you've got to find out. If it's not, then stick with the lower potencies gently every day. Maintenance dose for GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day. Silica, about 1,000 milligrams a day. And selenium, at least 200 micrograms a day. There, we got Darm done. We're back with more questions and answers after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, yes, we are live today. Yes, all over planet Earth. And, of course, rebroadcast through our syndicator, which is GCN. You can get the archives there as well as naturalnewsradio.com. And heard around the world through other outlets as well as UK Health Radio, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, TuneIn, Epic Times as well. And if I missed any, I apologize. We'll get to you eventually. But we do have so many questions of the day. There is some more news about vaccine failures. record number of whooping cough cases in San Diego County despite the vaccine campaign. And it's happening in fully vaccinated populations. 1,855 so-called positive cases have been recorded, with more than 80% of the people up to date on whooping cough shots. Is this, you know, are we to blame the anti-vaccine movement on this, or is it the fact that the vaccine doesn't work? Exactly. The immune system is more complicated than just stimulating artificially an antibody response. Call me 866-939-2355 if you don't understand anything about that. Not clear about it. We'll try to make it more clear for you. And, of course, robertscottbell.com. We got more questions of the day coming in. I'm going to try to get to them all this hour. We have Jonathan Emord, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Last time of the year, it's going to be on Sunday, because in 2015 we moved to Thursdays, our evening show in the East Coast, afternoon drive time, again 4 to 6 on the Pacific Coast, Monday through Friday. Here's one. Good morning, doctor. This is Rachel from Oregon. You know, it is morning in Oregon today, so this is an appropriate thing. We spoke on the phone a few days ago regarding the Sovereign Silver and using it in a nebulizer. I have a couple of more questions I was hoping you could help me with. If you're familiar with Kangen water, is it all right to use Sovereign Silver while drinking Kangen water? Yes, it doesn't matter. Yeah, of course, you could drink Kangen water. Of course, we prefer Echo water here. I'm a little biased because I've utilized it and it costs half the money of the multi-level marketing machines. But I'm not knocking you, Rachel, for having a Kangen machine. Although some of the Kangen distributors, once they find the Echo system, the Echo 7, they put their Kangen for sale up on eBay, and then they get an Echo machine. I'm just saying. But second question, when dealing with illness such as pneumonia, is it better to take less silver orally but more often, or should it be taken in larger amounts and less frequently? Which is better? Thanks for your help. Really appreciate it, Rachel. Well, I'm always deferring outside of acute food poisoning. Less but more frequently is more efficient because you're keeping the active state of silver active throughout the day. And we're not dealing with a time-release form of silver when we talk about the bioactive silver hydrosol. It's not like, boom, once in and it's done. In food poisoning, yes, you can tamp out a fire very fast by doing a large amount briefly. But a little bit repetitively is more appropriate because, let's say you have a viral infection. You're talking about viral replication. Stopping viral replication is key. So you hit it, you hit it again, you hit it again, you hit it again. Similar to a bacterial infection. You hit it, you hit it again, you hit it again, hit it again. Now, Candida tends to reproduce more slowly, so you can do something like the silver aloe protocol 3 times a day to drive it into the gut and neutralize the yeast. That's not a big deal. It's very easy to do. But it's still frequently in the sense of 3 times a day, and you can do additional oral doses beyond the silver aloe protocol, sublingual into the lymph and the bloodstream that way. But remember, with pneumonia or anything related to the lungs, the pulmonary system, COPD, it is most appropriate and efficacious to put the silver into a nebulizer, as you mentioned, and inhale it into the lungs. Because the key is, where's the problem? Get it there, right? Get it there. And then you will succeed where even the most powerful antibiotics often fail. All right? Great question, Rachel. Now, do we have time for more questions? This is our long segment of the hour, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. This is from Lisa in the UK. Again, we do have UK listeners, whether you're listening live here in the States or around the world via the web or through UK Health Radio, we're glad you're with us. My partner has a cold, and Zicam has been recommended to him. Do you know about this product? I see that one of the inactive ingredients is saccharin sodium, or sodium saccharin. I know this should be avoided in foods, but as Zicam is a nasal product, is it okay? Thank you, and happy Christmas. And happy New Year to you, Lisa. Yeah, interesting. Zicam has been one of those crossover big companies to take advantage of claims that can be made by using homeopathic medicine. And here's the key. They list as their remedies, Galphemia glauca, Lufa operculata, and Sabadilla, 4X, all at 4X. All right? These are unusual ones that I don't use very often, particularly the first two. I haven't used them. They say it's to reduce duration and severity of the common cold. There's no mention of Calibichromicum, Sticta pulmonaria, Allium sepa. There's so many other remedies that I think are more appropriate than these. But if it works for you, great. But if I remember Zicam, it was a zinc-based medicine, if you will.
Yeah,
and they had.
Yeah, I don't know if they changed it. But in the inactive ingredients list here, I see benzalkonium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate, eucalyptol, which is, I think, a synthetic eucalyptus, eugenol, glycine, menthol, of course, there, monobasic sodium phosphate, phenethyl alcohol, polysorbate 80, purified water, saccharin sodium, sodium chloride, and succinic acid. So for me, this is a mess. If it works for you, fine, but there are so many other remedies, and they can be taken orally or intranasally that would work for a cold before I would resort to Zicam. And I'm not dissing on them, but it's more like a crossover product where Big Pharma comes in and says, we want to do homeopathy, and yet all of the inactive ingredients, pretty much unnecessary. I mean, all they need to do is put a few remedies in a bottle of silver hydrosol, right? They could have a Sovereign Silver First Aid gel like we talked about. They could have one for the nasal spray. And silver would blow away all of the other things, even as an inactive ingredient. And that's the thing about homeopathic medicine as regulated in the United States. It can be active in actuality, right? Do you think that the eucalyptol in there or the menthol is inactive? Because it's listed as an inactive ingredient. Super none. Have you ever smelled menthol? Stump Superdon. Menthol. Have you ever smelled menthol? It's super potent. It's like it'll open up your sinuses in a heartbeat, menthol. But it's not inactive, but according to the label claim it is, because they're not claiming any benefit from it. So it's kind of an interesting thing people don't understand about how you can utilize inactive ingredients or active ingredients, but calling them inactive is okay as long as you make no claims for them. I don't know if I'm confusing everybody. I hope it's making sense to you. But for me, I would do homeopathic medicines that address the cold more comprehensively. You may not need to actually deliver it into the sinus passages. Just orally will get you the systemic benefit in that regard. It's probably more information than you wanted to know. I certainly got into ingredients I don't typically go into. So there, Lisa, hopefully that's helpful to you. Let's see. This is from Sue. Do you take new patients? If you do, do you do Skype consultations? We live in Fort Lauderdale. My husband is on multiple pharmaceuticals, and the multiple doctors want to keep giving him more pills. We are desperate for help. Thank you, Sue. Well, God bless you for reaching out, Sue, and I pray that you can find a solution or an answer. I don't officially take patients or Skype consultations. I typically will consult with doctors about their toughest cases when they're stumped. I mean, they won't say I'm stumped. They just appreciate my perspectives on things, so I'll help them. And there are other ways that if you reach out to me, sometimes I will reach out to you if Spirit so moves me. And I have an agreement with the Holy Spirit, if I can say it that way. Spirit, divine spirit, whatever the life force, you can call it whatever you want. That if somebody needs me, there's a way that it will happen. That's just the way I live my life. But I have a hard time, Super Don, I have a hard time charging for helping people to get well. That's why I do this radio show. Because I want people to get well. Sincerely want them to get well. And although I feel there's no harm in charging for your services and it's an appropriate thing to do, I'm an old schooler in terms of healers. And it used to be that healers in any village, were very well cared for. They didn't want for anything, but they weren't driving around in Ferraris and Maseratis and yachts. All right. And I have nothing against that. Cool. I'd love to do that. That's no problem. I'd have fun with that. But my point is, my passion is to see that people are well. And the concept also in ancient China, not communist China, in the villages, was that the doctors in those days, maybe it still exists, were only paid when everybody was well. If somebody was not well, it was like, oh, not going to get paid today. And, of course, the motivation for a doctor, a healer in that, in a relationship, is always, of course, wellness, as opposed to placation or intoxication with drugs to create 10 other diseases, because that doctor would starve, because it is clear those kind of allopathic doctors would not survive in a system where wellness was really the key, the goal, and the maintenance. And it's a different paradigm. I understand that. So I won't say no, I won't say yes, Sue, to your question. But if you leave a way to reach, sometimes I have Super Don reach out to you. And sometimes we can talk. Sometimes it'll be a quiet email in the background to help you, or maybe I can direct you to somebody in that area if I personally know of somebody that can help you. All right? So hopefully that is helpful to you. But I really, God's honest truth, I believe that healing is your birthright. And when I say that, I mean that there should be no entity that stands between you and the healing that you deserve or believe you deserve, because it starts from a belief perspective. And if you don't believe it, it's very difficult for spirit or whatever you call creation and the methods that creation uses to help keep you alive, much less help you recover, to give you the gifts for healing. And I know many of us have been beaten down over the years and may no longer believe that healing is possible. Maybe the doctor told you it's not possible to get well. Healing is just too much. You're too far gone. Don't believe these naysayers out there. They don't know. They don't have a direct link. They don't have your direct link unless you give it up, is what I'm saying, to the healer of all healers. And that doesn't mean we are also obligated to take care of ourselves, right? To eat cleaner foods, to drink cleaner water, to do everything within our power to do that which we are asked to do. And that which we cannot, then we genuinely can turn it over to that higher authority, all right? And that is an appropriate thing. But when I say healing is your birthright, it doesn't mean you have the right to go into a doctor's office and steal his or her services because you believe it is owed to you. That's not what I'm talking about. Healing is your birthright. The freedom to know about healing, the freedom to access that which you know is right and true without obstacle. Particularly, you know who I'm talking about. Big pharma, big government, and big media. We take them all on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. 866-939-BELL. I do, believe it or not, have more questions before Jonathan Emor joins us. Also, Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times as well. Political, economic healing on tap. Stick around. Lots more to go.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You know how you get to the end of the year and you're like, dude, this is the time I'm going to catch up with everything I couldn't do the rest of the year. And we're sort of doing that today on the air, even before we bring Jonathan Emord on to do some Sacred Fire Liberty discussion. Questions of the day had piled up over the holidays, and God bless y'all for answering, or question asking, I should say. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to answer them. Be patient. Sometimes we don't get to them right away, but I like to answer them on the air anonymously for you if you want, so that many people can benefit. Because if you have the question, thousands of others could have the same or similar ones. Here's one that's interesting. And this one's, you know, kind of, I don't know if it's out of left field, but somebody might have taken some of these interviews the wrong way, Super Don. This one's from Courtney. She says, let's not get carried away with the carnivora. I'm like, what do you mean carried away? She says, whenever you have a guest with a testimonial on how carnivore cured him, it seems fake. And it makes me and my friends lose confidence in you. You are a sneaky person.
Wow.
Super Don, am I a sneaky person?
You sneaky devil, you.
Yeah. No, you know what? I can understand where if somebody's not a long-time listener to the show, they might go, what is that about? Because, you know, we pride ourselves by not doing any infomercials. But when we put it out there that we want healing stories, we're serious. We do. We ask those people to come out of the woodwork from the closet, wherever you are. Tell us what you've done. And for me, I'm very passionate about having people share their stories. Now, does it mean it's going to work the same way for everybody? No. But I would rather have the stories be told than not. If it upsets you, well, you can always turn the show off and go somewhere else. That's fine. But the stories and the people are real. And those stories we've covered from those that have been cured or they claim to have been cured by carnivore, these people are so passionate. I sometimes will be, you know, for the first time I'm talking to them on the air. Like, I can't talk to these people always right away. I see their stories and I say, that's interesting. Sometimes I try to go calm down, relax, it's a conversation, but they are just, like, in their heart of hearts, they say, I want everybody to do this. And it's sort of like a religious convert. Now, these people, to my knowledge, are not making any money at all from this. And I don't personally make any money from any sale of any carnivore product or any of these products. The question is, would you rather not hear them? If so, if there's an interview coming up with a healing story, then turn off the radio or the internet stream. Then come back on when you want to hear something else. That's fine.
but I'm not going to stop revealing the stories of those who have been healed. I'm not going
to say. You have to ask yourself, are we supposed to get somebody to come on that used something and they go, you know, it didn't really work, but I just thought I'd come on and talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Or, you know, and you know, the thing is, if somebody came on and said it was a drug that did it, if I could validate it, I'd go, yeah, great, all right, good news. We want people to get well. And that's what I've said in homeopathy. There are a lot of dogmatists in homeopathy that say you can only use one remedy at a time. And I'm about the bottom line of healing. If you can get somebody well with one remedy, more power to you. God bless you. I'm all for it. But if it takes 10 or 20 or 100, do I give a flip? No, because I want you well. And I'm very pragmatic about these things, and I'm not dogmatic. And that's why, again, some people, they're like religious zealots in any field. And that means even in homeopathy, may get upset with some of the things that I say. So anyway, Courtney, I do appreciate you reaching out. It's nice because not everybody's willing to ask a tough question like that. So I don't mind, Courtney. It's okay. Anyway, from there, Dr. Bell, I recently watched your interview with Ty Bollinger. I'm very interested in working with a holistic doctor that can help me continue the path I've been on for 11 years by myself, she says. But now after a uterine cancer diagnosis. Wow. Okay. I had been exposed to large amounts of pesticide sprays as an international flight attendant on all our 747s at United. Oh, another United person. I've changed my life 180 degrees, but find even the holistic doctors in Montana lacking on protocol for the disease. After being repeatedly harassed by regular doctors to have a hysterectomy, I flew to Hippocrates in West Palm Beach, Florida, to start my new life with raw food and wheatgrass, and a great friend gave me Bruce Lipton's The Biology of Belief. I love that. That's inspiring, because that book will change your life. You recognize the power of your belief to change your life. I feel great today, but still occasionally deal with intestinal blips and would like to work with a doctor who has worked specifically with uterine hormone questions. Do you have any input for my situation? Since I have free flying privileges, I am willing to go just about anywhere to find the right doctor. Any feedback would be appreciated. Thank you for your attention to the cancer epidemic. We need more docs like yourself in this world. I would like to find a lab that could do tests I may need for a toxicity checkup. Smiles and love coming your way, Diane Moore. Wow, and she has far infrared saunas, uses them 4 to 5 times a week. That's great. Listen, Diane, if you could fly anywhere, why not go to Charlotte, North Carolina and see Dr. Batar? Honestly, that's as simple as it can get. Or go to New York City and see my good buddy, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Or just continue to do the things we talk about here. Even Chris Barr talks about the simple things you can do, like the hormonal changes from Dr. Christopher's for female system issues. All right, we're out of time for this hour. Next hour, Jonathan Emord, Cheryl Chumley, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.